531-347-1001.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, May 2nd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The thing of it is that you have to understand is the process, what's going on in your county, what's going on in your community, what's going on in Lansing. They work together to affect our lives at the lowest level. The U.S. Senate race is important. We need to make sure we get the right candidate that can beat Elisa Slotkin in November. Mr. Rogers can't do it. I saw snippets of the Freeland event that Trump held yesterday outside in the wind. He mentioned Rogers' name. He was actually booed. Booed at his own rally for his announcement of his endorsed candidate, Mr. Rogers. Others that were in the crowd, I have a video of it, immediately started chanting, Sherry, 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 who was on the stage sitting behind Rogers. By the way, she's going to be talking about it on Friday. She actually met Rogers face to face and shook his hand for the very first time. He finally attended a public event. It's interesting. Because the people of Michigan really don't care about Donald Trump's endorsement, not in this race. More locally, we look at the congressional races that are going on. Our incumbent, Congressman Jack Bergman, is being primary challenged. The Democrats, if they're smart, will probably put up the woman, Callie Barr, to run against the Republican in November if they want any snowball chance in heck of winning. Because Dr. Bob, yeah, he can't do it. Now, it'd be interesting because Callie Barr is from Traverse City. The first district has never been represented by a troll. Somebody below the bridge. It's always been a youper. Well, Callie Barr is an attorney from Traverse City. I'm going to reach out to her. I'm going to have her on the show. I want to have her on the show to hear what she has to say because I think the Democrats may elect her to be the nominee to run against the Republican in November for the first congressional district. This is important, people. We need to find out what her values are. Is she a radical, communist, socialist, progressive type Democrat? Or is she more like Bart Stupak? Where is she on the Second Amendment? Is she pro-life or pro-choice? Doesn't really matter because abortion's off the table. We've enshrined it in our Constitution. It really doesn't matter anymore. But as a person, as a mother, does she support life? That's the question to be asked. Where the real fight's going to be for county commissioners, school boards, clerks, these races are going to be important. Now, let me lay something out for you right now that's starting to kind of take form. we're going to work very hard to get Vicki elected, my wife, elected to be Antrim County Clerk. She's going to clean up the qualified voter files. She's going to get rid of dead people and people who no longer live in Antrim County. She's also going to train and instruct her 15 townships and 5 village clerks, hand count the ballots at the end of each election night, compare them to the tabulator tapes, and see if they match. Prove to the people that we counted the ballots, they matched the tapes, our machines are secure, and did not change your vote. It's that simple. Will it take them longer on election night? You bet. Are the clerks not going to like it? Yes, they are. They're going to hate Vicki for forcing them to submit tally sheets signed by a Republican and a Democrat, notarized by the township clerk, and submitted to her, the county clerk. We talked to Tim Jacobs. Timothy Jacobs' name's on the ballot in Mount Morenci. Darren Darga's in Presque Isle. We're going to talk to Darren Darga at the Saturday, May 11th event. If elected, this is Vicki's platform. Will you run on and adopt her platform as being your platform? Timothy Jacobs in Mount Morenci already has agreed to it. If we could get 3 county clerks in northern Michigan elected, and they all 3 clean up their qualified voter files, it'll make it more difficult for Jocelyn Benson to sue them. If Vicki's the only one doing it, folks, she'll be a target. We don't care. We'll take on Jocelyn Benson. We believe county clerks are elected by the county citizens to run the elections in our county. Secretary of State does not run our county. Our county clerk runs our county. Our local clerks run our elections, not Jocelyn Benson. And her rules and the way how she wants things done, well, maybe Vicki will follow, maybe she won't. The Secretary of State does not run your county, even though she thinks she does. Even though she thinks she can put out her rulings as to how the elections are to be run and you have to follow them. That is not true. You see, you have your own autonomy, your own independence, the power given to you by the people of your county. You have to understand that this is going to be an election based on platforms. And if the people of Antrim want this done in their county, in a majority vote, she will win and implement these policies. We've been told that the current clerk, Cheryl Guy, who's retiring, 4 Democrats have filed as Republicans to run against Vicki. Vicki has gotten the local county party's endorsement already. Well, signs are going up. I'm doing them every day after work. More and more people are seeing her signs, and guess what? There's rumors going on inside the county building that the employees are going to quit if Vicki gets elected. All the workers in Antrim County Clerk's office will quit if Vicki gets elected. When we heard that, you know what Vicki's response was? Good, then I won't have to fire him. She's cleaning house. She knows how to interview people. She's done it for years in our businesses, in a former business that she was the administrator of a home health care agency. She ran 147 nurses providing home health care for people who could not leave their homes. She interviewed people. She hired people. She fired people. She hired her staff. She was running a huge budget for the home health care agency. She knows how to do it. As a matter of fact, she's overqualified to be a county clerk. But she's not into politics. She would never run for Secretary of State, although she would be a phenomenal one. We're willing to do this at the county level. Darren Darga running for clerk in Presque Isle. Timothy Jacobs in Mount Morenci. Unfortunately, Sheboygan County and other counties, Emmett County, Charlevoix, weren't able to recruit anybody to run against their incumbent clerks. Otsego. Well, it's too bad, because if we had 5, 6, 7 counties up here electing real patriots as county clerks, we could make an impact. We could be a huge spear instead of the tip of the spear. But that's okay. You guys did the best you could. I understand. Wasn't good enough, but you did what you could do. Randy, we can't find people to run. Yes, you can find people to run. Presque Isle County proved it. Antrim County proved it. It takes work. You need to understand that it takes work, and you have to put in the work. You have to meet with the people. You have to sell them. You have to convince them. You have to beg, plead with them to do it. If you're not able to do it, then step down and let somebody else be chair. It's that simple. But the local communities, folks, is where it all starts. County commissioners, after a few terms, end up being state representatives. Christian Marcus, who I've personally endorsed for the 105th, primary challenging Ken Borden. For those of you listening that live in the 105th, vote for Christian Marcus on August 6th. It's time for Ken Borden to retire. It's that simple. Cam Kevitt needs to be a one-and-done state representative. His campaign finance report is disgusting. The entire DeVos family dumping money. Congressman Jack Bergman, $5,000 from his star PAC that was supposed to be used to elect veterans, going to a non-veteran, Cam Kevitt. You guys disgust me. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
My name is Todd Spalliver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalliver, electspalliver.com. Paid for by Todd Spalliver for state rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. A final segment of hour number two. We'll get to your text messages here in a second. But I did want to give a field report. We'll be talking with Dr. Sherry O'Donnell about it on tomorrow's show. But she said her and Mr. Rogers were the only two of the four Republican Senate candidates who turned in their signatures that are still in the race that were there yesterday at the Freeland rally. Again, Sherry said this was the first public event she's ever seen Mike Rogers at. She sat right behind him. She was able to shake his hand and say, it's good to see you, finally, at one of these events. He just smiled and turned around. Cindy Pensler wasn't there, and Justin Amash wasn't there. The only two that showed up are probably the two that are going to be on a debate stage soon. I talked to her last night driving back from the event. She was driving home until about midnight. 10 o'clock, she called me. She said it was an interesting development when Trump mentioned Rogers' name. He was booed. And her supporters started chanting, Sherry, Sherry, Sherry. Well, she put out a challenge to Rogers for debates. A station in Detroit picked it up, talked to her about it, and said they're interested in hosting it. It could be televised. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and Mike Rogers. Don't know whether Sandy Pensler and Justin Amash would agree to come, but it's already starting, people. It's happening. Couple of your text comments real quick regarding the movie Unsung Hero. Tom Walker Potosky said the cool thing about the movie was that they didn't suck off the government or the American people. They did whatever it took, whatever was needed for them to survive. Great story, great movie. Bring Kleenex. Rob in Sheboygan. Randy, can you please give us the bill numbers again? I want to call my state representative. You said it kind of fast only once. Actually, I said it a couple times, but I texted you back. Senate bills 603 and Senate bill 604, especially 603. Call Cam Cavett. Call Neil Frisky. Call Ken Borton. Call John Roth. Call these Republican reps and tell them you need to reach out to a Democrat. I recommend one of the Democrats who voted for a Republican amendment, Denise Mentzer, Democrat from Mount Clemens. Cam Cavett submitted a proposed amendment requiring that the newcomer rental subsidy program have to adhere to detailed reporting requirements. This was even supported by the House Minority Leader Matt Hall, expressing concerns about the program's aid dollars and the recipients. They want an auditor to double-check the subsidies, $500 a month, going to these quote-unquote asylum seekers, people that are looking for political asylum in our state. Illegals that are here? Yes. We need to have some sort of auditing requirements, oversight. Well, the proposed amendment failed, but one Democrat, Denise Mensah, perhaps that's the one they should reach out to try to kill Senate Bills 603 and 604. We shall see. Rob also came back with, Randy, you have to understand, it's the tip of the spear that kills, not the handle. Good point. Vicky being the tip of the spear for county clerks. We're going to talk to Darren Darga in Presque Isle. We've already got Timothy Jacobs from Mount Morenci absolutely signing on and supporting Vicky's platform. If elected in Mount Morenci, willing to do the same thing there. So we'll see. Absolutely, we shall see. And again, if you'd like the Twitter post, the two-minute video of State Senator Jim Runstad, text me Jim, and I'll send it to you as well. I've sent it out to 37 people so far. I'll include you in the next batch here at the top of the hour. I'm going to reach out to Jim today and see if I can get him on the show for tomorrow. The bottom line is, people, this is going to be very, very interesting. If we can get one Democrat to stand with the Republicans and kill these bills, we can make this happen. But it's going to take pressure. You need to call your state reps. You need to get a hold of them. I don't care where you're listening to me right now. If you have a Republican or a Democrat state representative, get a hold of them. Text me, Jim. I'll send you the link. You can watch the video. You can read his take on these bills. And then you can talk intelligently to your state reps about these bills. And let's get these things killed. Legislatively, they need to die. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger?